Little Red Riding Hood. Once upon a time, there was a beautiful girl who lived with her mother in a small village. On the other side of the woods, near the mountains, and on the bank of a river, lived her grandma, who the girl visited often. The old woman had knit her granddaughter a lovely red hood. And because the girl never took it off, rain or shine, everyone in the village called her Little Red Riding Hood. One spring day, her mother told her, "Red Riding Hood, your grandma is sick. Go and take her some cakes and this jar of honey. But be very careful, dear. Don't dawdle in the woods and return before nightfall." And Red Riding Hood, happy as a clam, took the basket with the cakes and honey and set off to visit her grandma. Red Riding Hood was happily singing softly when a wolf, who was feeling in the mood to eat someone, was drawn to her lovely voice. He hid amidst the trees and undergrowth, attentively following the girl's steps. Then he decided to go out and meet her.
"Good morning, Red Riding Hood. Where are you off to in such a happy mood?"
"I'm going to my grandma's house to bring her some cakes and honey. But I can't talk to you. I'm in a hurry."
But if the wolf wanted one thing, it was to delay Red Riding Hood.
"Oh, really? And where does your grandma live?"
"On the other side of the woods, in the house by the mountains."
"Well, if you want to get there faster, take this path here. It's shorter, and along the way, you can pick a few flowers and make a bouquet for your grandma. I'm sure she'll like that."
"What a great idea! That's what I'll do. Thank you, Mr. Wolf." Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
"You fell into my trap, Red Riding Hood. You're going to take the longer way, and I will get there first."
While Red Riding Hood was picking flowers here and there, the wolf, who had already hatched his wicked plan, hurried to the grandma's house as quick as can be.
"Who is it?"
"Grandma, it's me, Red Riding Hood. I've come to bring you honey and cakes."
And the grandma, who was a little deaf and really looking forward to seeing her granddaughter, didn't realize there was something suspicious about that voice.
"Oh, my dear, pull on the rope and the door will open."
And so the wolf did. Then just like that, he pounced on the old woman. With almost no effort, the wolf gobbled up the grandma in a single bite. That should have been enough to satisfy his appetite, but the wolf was not prepared to forget about Red Riding Hood. She would be arriving shortly, so he needed to hurry.
"Now, I'll pretend to be the old lady and wait for Red Riding Hood into bed. And when she lets down her guard, I'll eat her up." "There she is. There's no time to waste."
And he quickly donned the grandma's sleeping cap and got into bed. He covered himself with the sheets as best he could so the girl would not recognize him. Growing impatient, Red Riding Hood knocked again.
"Who is it?"
"Grandma, it's me, Red Riding Hood. I've brought you flowers, honey, and some cakes."
"Pull on the rope and the door will open, my dear."
The girl happily and excitedly headed for her grandmother's bedroom. When she reached the bedside, she noticed that something looked different.
"Oh my, Grandma, what big ears you have."
"The better to hear you with, Red Riding Hood."
"Grandma, what big eyes you have."
"The better to see you with, Red Riding Hood."
"Grandma?"
"Yes?"
"What a big mouth you have."
better to eat you with. Her.
Oh! Help! Somebody help me!
But Red Riding Hood's shouts were no use. Just as he had done with the grandmother, the wolf finished up the girl in a single bite. Although, truth be told, the binge was beginning to take its toll, and he was feeling a little sluggish.
Oh, what a feast. Now it's time for a nice nap. This tree will suffice. Lots of shade. Cool. Right here is fine.
A huntsman, who had seen the wolf prowling around the grandma's house, came to check that everything was all right. He found the door open, but no trace of the grandma. A little further on, he saw the wolf snoring under a tree, sporting an enormous belly. Too many signs that something terrible had happened.
You have gobbled someone up, and judging by the size of your middle, in a single bite. This time it's not too late.
And without thinking twice, he pulled out a knife, opened up the wolf's belly from top to bottom, and what a surprise! Red Riding Hood and her grandma emerged safe and sound.
Joy! I thought all was lost!
Oh, my dear, how lucky we've been! We owe you a great deal, Mr. Huntsman.
I've been tracking this wolf for days. He destroyed 3 granaries. But this business today, the fact is, I never would have imagined it. Now, go and hide. There's still one thing left to do.
The clever huntsman refilled the wolf's belly with stones and sewed it back up. When the wolf awoke, he felt a terrible thirst, almost dragging himself along as he was having trouble digesting his meal. He went over to the river. The stones were so heavy that no sooner had he leaned over the river to drink than the wolf fell headlong into the water and sunk helplessly. After the fright the wolf had given her, the grandmother realized that it wasn't a good idea to live in such a remote part of the woods. So she closed up her house and went back to the village with her daughter and granddaughter. There, they say she knitted hoods of many different colors. But her granddaughter, no matter which one she wears, is, and always will be, Little Red Riding Hood.